In the early evening sun, Angela Merkel has just arrived in the town of Rendsburg on the Kiel Canal north of Hamburg. Successful together for Germany, says the slogan at the back of the stage set up in the town square. The placards held up by her supporters in the crowd are far more succinct. Angie is all they need to say.
I trust her with domestic politics because our economy is really strong, and also for us young people it's not as hard to find a job as it was before. And as for international politics, you can trust her with the way she's dealing with the euro crisis.
Mrs. Merkel tells her audience that they have to keep working hard, but life is pretty good. The delivery is a bit dull at times, but Angela Merkel doesn't really do razzmatazz. Why should she? Safety first has her in pole position to win this election. The speech moves on to the Eurozone and her determination to fix it.
Man hätte zum Beispiel Griechenland gar nicht aufnehmen dürfen in den Euroraum. Und diese Krise wird auch nicht über Nacht.
Greece should never have been allowed into the Euro, she tells the crowd to loud applause, blaming her predecessor, the Social Democrat Gerhard Schröder. But we're an export nation, she says. Europe is important to us. And Germany will help those who help themselves. On the outskirts of Hamburg, the Chancellor's main challenger, another Social Democrat, Per Steinbrück, is in a Turkish kebab shop, waving a large kebab knife in the general direction of a group of journalists. He's joking, of course, and he comes across as pretty affable. But in truth, he could do with a bit more cutting edge. So once he'd put the knife down, I asked him how he plans to persuade Germans that they need to make a change.
I like to talk about their very concrete problems. Equal pay and fair loans. And what about the education of their kids? What is the future role of Germany in and with Europe? Are we really good neighbours?
And what difference would the rest of the Eurozone see if you were Chancellor?
Well, I think it makes no sense just to compel other countries just to consolidate their public budgets. I think this is not enough. I think they need more economic stimulus. We have to launch immediately a program against the very high, very dangerous unemployment of young people in Spain and in Greece in particular. And I think the European leaders, they failed up to now to implement such initiatives.
His supporters like the message, but many Germans think they've survived the Eurozone crisis pretty well. Recent official figures revealed that Germany's borrowing costs have fallen so sharply that it spent a staggering 40 billion euros